Here's a quick quiz. One question. Name the winner of last year's Masters tournament in golf. If you knew the answer was Zach Johnson, you have a better memory than I did before I looked it up. Just 1 year ago, Johnson was the guy who took the lead from Tiger Woods and held on. More recently, only one golfer has made news, though, and that is Tiger Woods, winning tournament after tournament after tournament. Commentator John Feinstein joins us as the Masters begins once again today at Augusta National in Georgia. John, welcome to the program again.
Morning, Steve.
How are conditions on the course different than they were 1 year ago?
Not that different. For once, the guys who run the Masters have sort of left the golf course alone. No great lengthening, no new trees. In fact, they've taken out some trees on a couple of holes on the back nine, and they redid a green, the seventh green, to give the players a little more area for the ball to feed. I think after Zach Johnson's winning score was one over par last year, they realized that maybe they'd gone just a little too far in toughening up the golf course, because you like to see birdies on occasion at a major championship, and there weren't a heck of a lot of them last year.
Now, what are the odds on Zach Johnson this year?
About the same as last year, when nobody on the planet was picking him except perhaps his parents. But, you know, everything, as you said, starts with Tiger Woods. He's been so hot in the last 6 months. He's won eight times. The other two times he played, he finished second and fifth. And it's not just that players are talking, Steve, about Tiger winning the Masters. They're talking about him winning all four majors this year. That's how dominant he is right now.
Well, now, is he really a better golfer than he was a year or two ago?
He says he is, and I tend to believe his analysis of his game because he's usually very tough on himself. He is more consistent off the tee, which has always been the big issue for him. If Tiger drives it in the fairway, he doesn't lose very often. And he also, to me, has so intimidated the other players that he's widened the gap because he's better and they're not as good because they're intimidated by him.
Intimidated by Tiger Woods?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, when they see him on the leaderboard, they all start to cringe and play for second. And I've never seen anything like this in golf. Even when Jack Nicklaus was the dominant player in the world, he didn't win and contend as consistently as Tiger did. And Nicklaus was actually pretty good.
I just want to understand, is this something about Tiger Woods' attitude or just purely the numbers and the reputation that he has when his name goes up on the leaderboard?
It's a little bit of both. It's an interesting point because Zach Johnson and Angel Cabrera, who beat him down the stretch in majors last year, were not coincidentally not paired with him. I think when you are paired with him, especially late in a major championship, it is intimidating. Stuart Appleby was paired with him the last round at Augusta last year. Very good veteran player. His first tee shot on the first hole almost went into the press center, which is about 100 yards to the right of the tee.
Mm. When you look down the field to people who may not contend, are there players that are still interesting to you?
Oh, sure. The guy I start with is a kid named Brett Weaver, who became the first American in 29 years to win the British Amateur last year. They always invite amateur champions to the Masters. He's a Virginia Tech kid. And obviously, with the anniversary of the shootings at Virginia Tech coming up next week, a lot of people will be watching Brett Weaver and hoping that he can make the cut.
Talented guy?
Very talented guy, only a junior in college. These days, college players don't win the major championships, the amateur championships, that often. They're not quite ready. So to win at the age of 20, he appears to be an up-and-coming player.
One more member of the Masters field, which is beginning today at Augusta National. John Feinstein will be there. John, good talking with you.
Thanks, Steve.
And he's the author of Tales from Q School, Inside Golf's Fifth Major.